Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Schachter Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening of the week, either 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10 or 11, and you will get the truth and nothing but the truth and the facts and nothing but the facts. No media hype, no media lies, no big lie, no propaganda, no political rhetoric, none of these things. We're not interested, we're interested in truth and facts. Honest discernment, intellectual honesty. And I would say tonight I'm going to talk about, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary in theology, and I've served as a Lutheran pastor in the past. And I am very committed to the Christian faith entirely, 100%. And I would like to tell you that this is a Christian show. I have a Christian commitment, and it is definitive and true. And before I begin to talk, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about tonight. That is the gospel's presentation of the existence of demons. Now, of course, many people in the modern world will say, well, that was before science, before medicine. These people were mentally ill. But you're mistaking the biblical revelation by taking that position. The Bible is definitive and absolute in its embracement of the supernatural and a God outside of the universe and a demons outside of the universe creating havoc and trouble for people. We believe Satan is an active evil force in the world, and there are demons. He has followers who follow him. And so I'm going to talk about the New Testament's position about demons. Many people will say to me, well, that's nonsense. It's mythological. I don't believe that. But the Bible takes a different position. And if you're going to enter the biblical truth, the biblical revelation, to embrace these concepts, whether angels, demons, God, or Satan, they're real. Demons. I think demons are real. I think there are forces of evil in the world. There's a great deal of evil in the world. And demons are responsible for it. Now, I want to talk about one thing here. That is to say my background, which I do many times. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media lies, media falsehoods, propaganda, political rhetoric, or any of those things. We don't embrace those ideas. We don't adhere to the big lie. We try to get at the truth and the facts, by intellectual honesty and honest discernment. I'm a Christian, and I believe in the reality of Christ as God, and I'm not leaving that position in any time soon, but I do say this, that I welcome all religions to this show. As a Christian, I believe in the Holy Scripture, the truth of Holy Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. I believe in the creeds of the church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. And I believe in the great Christian writers. I'm informed by them, whether Aquinas, whether John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, whether T.S. Eliot, The Idea of a Christian Society, or G.K. Chesterton, or whoever you might want to be concerned with in terms of Christian thought. That includes Bonhoeffer, Calvin, and Luther, and Augustine, and St. Paul, of course, in his epistles. He is a great, great religious thinker and a great Christian thinker, as is Augustine in his Confessions. Both are great, and of course, Milton is one of my favorites. He's one of my all-time one of the great poets. He's also all-time one of the great thinkers. I value him. I have read Paradise Lost a number of times. I continue to read it, as well as Paradise Regained, and as well as Samson Agonistes. He wrote these while he was blind, and that was the power of his intellect to produce this work in blindness. John Milton was a genius, and I'm not going to stop saying that. I'm not going to stop believing it. I'm not going to stop reading him, because he was a genius. And I want to know and relate to the print production of a genius like Milton, who, in fact, in seeing the fall of man, saw it as a cosmic event of great consequence. He made it the subject of Paradise Lost, and I agree with him 100%. There are real problems of wickedness in the world, and Milton honed in on it in Book 2 of Paradise Lost. Next, I want to say that I also not only do I have these radio, I also have two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. Both are Christian shows. Have many visitors from many countries all over the world. I've had over 4,300 visitors to my podcast. I've had people from Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq visiting my Blog Talk radio show. I welcome non-Christians to these shows because I know that the love of Christ embraces all men and women of all types and all races and all nations. He does not discriminate, and any person who wants to dialogue me of another religion, I welcome it because I'd like to know about them. I'd like to understand them. I'd like to grasp where they're coming from and what they believe. And as far as I'm concerned, Jesus died for them. He died for all men and women without question. And he died for every Muslim or Muslim brothers and sisters without question, and Buddhists and Hindus. He died for them all. He loves them all and wants, as he said in the book, Epistle to Timothy, God wills that all men and women be with him in heaven. He does. He wants people to be with him in heaven, and he rejects no one on that basis, on the basis of race, sexual orientation. Our gay friends, I welcome them to Christ and his love, and I'm sure that Jesus wants to share in heaven with our gay brothers and sisters and our Muslim brothers and sisters the love that he believes in, that he has given his life for all humanity in his death on the cross. Next, I would like to talk about, I'm an author. I have written, by the way, I have many visitors to these Christian shows from other religions, and I welcome them and love them. I welcome all ideas, all opinions, all thoughts, all nations, all races, etc. I reject no one because Jesus rejects no one. His love is unremitting and fantastic. And he offers it to all men and women. He wills, as it was said in the Epistle to Timothy, he wills that all men and women, gay, non-gay, Hindu, Buddhist, Shinto, he wills they all be with him in heaven. He wants them with him. He loves them. And he wants them to be with him in heaven forever with the angels and the saints. Next, I would like to talk about, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian and legal books. Two legal books are very frequently read, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. I've also written Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. A book on the parables I recommend because the parables are the thoughts and mind of the Savior and Redeemer of the world. They are a guide for me. I can't stop reading the parables because they represent the thought and ideas that Jesus wishes to offer to the world. I also recently written a book on the Psalms. I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary, and they're fantastic. They're great lyric poetry. They're great literary products. In addition, they are spiritual food. They offer the spiritual realities of God and Christ in every way. Anybody who hasn't read the Psalms hasn't lived. They ought to start reading it because they're great literary products and great spiritual and intellectual products. They're fantastic. And I, as I've said many times, I challenge anyone, but they're going to get tired of more, an English translation of the Psalms or an English translation of Tolstoy. You will get tired of Tolstoy. He's great, but he's not as great as the author of the Psalms. Whoever wrote the Psalms was a genius, and I am convinced he was a genius, and to read them is to read the thoughts and mind and lyric poetry of a genius. Anybody who wrote the Psalms, that person who wrote those poems, in 150 poems in the Psalms, he was a genius and a very great person, and a great thinker in every way. I've also written a, I'm preparing other books. I'm writing 4 books of my blogs. They are blog political, philosophical, literary, and Christian. I'm writing 4 books of blogs. I'm preparing 4 books. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I've partially completed that. I'm writing a book. I've written a book, a chapter in a book on paternity in New York practice, in family law and practice. I've written the chapter on paternity, and I have also written a book on evidence, a chapter on evidence from in a book called Race Jesti. I've also written an encyclopedia article in New York Jurisprudence on criminal law hearings, demands, and notices. I'm planning a book on the Book of Job. Job is one of the great, great, great books of the Bible. He was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but he was tested and tried by God and found passing the test. It's a great book. I recommend reading it. Anything in the Bible is great, and if you don't read it, you're missing out on the greatest thought system that has ever been constructed in the world. Finally, I've written 3 law review articles, a Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure and on sexual orientation discrimination, an Academicus, an Albanian Scientific Journal. I also have written another article on United States educational system in Academicus, a Albanian Scientific Journal. All of these journal articles have been bought by the State Department and by many, many universities and colleges throughout the world. Now that you know a little bit about me, I'm going to go into something, a very touchy subject, a very controversial subject. And it is a subject that people don't want to know about or hear about. That is the issue of demons. The Bible is quite clear that the existence of the devil, Satan, and the existence of demons, his followers. It's talked about many times in many places. But many people reject the idea of demons. They say, well, that's a mythology. That's nonsense. Those people who believe in demons, those demons were possessed by, in some sense, with a mental illness, perhaps. The first people thought at that time that these beings were demons. The idea is they were seen as the modern world will see them as mentally ill. But you can't enter the biblical thought system without believing in the supernatural, which includes angels and demons and God and Christ. Unless you leave the secular world and understand these ideas and concepts, your approach to the Bible is a waste of time. The Bible is a supernatural book. And it talks about God, it talks about a God in heaven, it talks about the devil in hell, and about his followers who are demons. So I believe in demons because it's a biblical concept, and Jesus very frequently talks about it. So I'd like to see if I can understand the existence and role of demons. Jesus is very frequently represented as casting out demons, and there are many references to demons and the casting out of demons by Jesus. In Mark 1, 21-26, Jesus casts out demons from a possessed person in the synagogue. Jesus commands the demons to come out of the man. And this is a definitive miracle of Christ with reference to casting out demons. So demons are a reality for the Christian faith. And really, they're a reality because evil is a reality and wickedness is a reality. It's a great reality. And this evil and wickedness is brought about by demonic forces and the devil. For example, there are 13 references to Satan or to casting out demons in the Gospel of Mark. In Matthew 4:24, Jesus said to heal demoniacs, people with demons. Matthew 8:16, 28, 31, and 33, Jesus once again is represented as casting out demons. In verse 16, we are told that people were brought to him who were possessed with demons, and he cast out those spirits with a word. In verse 28, in Matthew, Jesus cast out demons from two demoniacs and places them into swine. So let's take a look at this. There are 13 references to Satan or to casting out demons in the Gospel of Mark. In Matthew 4:24, Jesus is said to heal demoniacs. Matthew 8:16, 28, 31, and 33, we are told Jesus casts out demons. And in verse 16 of Matthew 8:16, we're told the people were brought to him who were possessed with demons, and he cast those spirits out with a word. Again, in verse 28 of Matthew 8, Jesus casts out demons from two demoniacs and places them into swine. Again, in verse 33, the herdsmen are said to have fled and to have told everything about what happened to the demoniac. Matthew 10:32-34, Jesus casts out a demon from a dumb man. Matthew 10:8, Jesus tells his disciples to go on the countryside and cast out demons. Demons are mentioned in St. Paul's to the Ephesians, chapter 6:10-12, and St. Paul's letters to the Colossians, chapter 2:13-15. There is a reference to demons as powers and authorities. Once again, the existence of demons, which is particularly noteworthy and apparent, is quite real in the New Testament. Jesus casts out demons constantly on a regular basis. Therefore, demons are Jesus is telling us, they are a spiritual and physical reality. And if you think about it, they are a reality, because the fact of the matter is, evil and wickedness and horrible human actions are a reality in the world. And we can only conclude that Jesus' position about casting out demons is a reality, and that demons are a reality, and that the devil is a reality, because it can only explain the horrible sin this world is infected with. Many people in the modern secular world will counter and say that the events in the New Testament concerning demons and Jesus casting them out and people being possessed by demons are the product of a culture without science and medicine. Better put, the secular side will say that these are instances of people afflicted with mental illness. However, the Bible is quite clear in articulating the reality and existence of Satan, demons, and devils. It's a reality because you can see, you look at the world, you see what's going on, and you see that the existence of demons and the devil and Satan is a significant reality. Those people who say this is nonsense, mythology, and the product of a primitive culture fail to understand the Bible tells us different things about the world. And one of the things the Bible tells us is there are evil forces in the world, and in particular there are specific beings loose in the world called Satan and his followers. So really, the Bible tells us different things from the secular world. The secular world says this business of demons and the devil and Satan is nonsense, mythology, and the product of a primitive culture. But they fail to understand the Bible takes a different approach about things in the world. One of the things that the Bible tells us is, and it is true, and it's a reality, and it is not mythology, it is not nonsense. The Bible tells us there are evil forces in the world. And in particular, there are specific beings loose in the world called Satan and his followers. The Bible says that, and it says that because it is trying to tell us what is really going on, which is not mythology and not primitive culture and not fairy tales, but it is about that demons and the devil are beings which are loose in the world, creating havoc and evil. The demons referred to in the Gospels and in Satan are very real, and the biblical statement about them is very real, because they take over people and cause them to do evil. Those who reject demons reject the possibility of a spiritual world beyond this world, as well as thoughts and values that move beyond materialism, which presently informs our thinking. The demons referred to in the Gospels are very real. It's obvious they're real. They're real in the Holocaust. They're real in Rwanda. They're real in Ukraine. They are reality. And they take over people to do evil. And the demons referred to in the Gospels are real. The biblical position is true. And those who reject the existence of demons reject the possibility of a world beyond this world, as well as values and thoughts that move beyond materialism and secularism, which presently fools people into thinking incorrectly. In a sense, to reject the existence of demons is to reject the existence of God and the Trinity, and is to reject the reality of something beyond this world to which we are headed as persons. To reject these concepts of demons is to reject the potential of what can happen to us and the possibilities that can occur. To confine ourselves to our immediate material world and think of nothing else is to engage in a gross limitation of thinking that leads us nowhere. To believe in the biblical worldview, whether angels, demons, or anything beyond ourselves, is to make an intellectual jump that secularism and materialism do not offer us. To believe in the biblical worldview and concept is to grow as a person. To limit ourselves will ultimately cause us spiritual death and destruction. Faith in the material world has no end and no end product, and offers only death as well as both personality and personal destruction. People may think this is true, but that true is not true. As I say, to reject the existence of Satan and demons is to reject the reality of things beyond this world. To reject these concepts is to reject what can happen to us as human beings and the possibility of hell and torture. To confine ourselves to our immediate material world and think of nothing else is to limit ourselves in a gross limitation of thinking that leads us nowhere. To adhere to the biblical worldview, whether demons or anything beyond ourselves, is to make the intellectual jump that secularism and materialism do not offer us. To believe in the biblical worldview and the existence of demons is to grow as a person. To limit ourselves to materialism is death and destruction. Faith in the material world has no end and no end product and offers only death and destruction. People may think that materialism and secularism are true, but if you look at the world and you see what's going on, you may conclude in the simple truth that there are great, evil, horrible, wicked forces called demons which take over people and cause great, great pain and suffering. Whether it's the Holocaust, whether it's Rwanda, whether it's the Armenian genocide, whatever happens, it is demonic and satanic, and the biblical truth is the biblical truth and is the real truth. I hope you've enjoyed this talk tonight. I'll be talking about angels tomorrow night, another reality that the world does not want to talk about. Good night.